You're listening to English podcasts on www.i21st.cn. If you're an English lover, check out the webpage to read bilingual news, to access English learning materials, and to meet new friends.
Labor laws protect against layoffs. It's a situation nobody likes to face, but there is always the possibility for any company employee to be confronted with the harsh reality of being fired. If it happens, don't panic. Your legal and economic rights are protected through labor laws surrounding employment, even in the event of mass layoffs. If you have been fired, are expecting to be fired, or were forced to quit because of an unbearable situation at work, there are legal ways to get your job back or claim compensation, said Zhang Liang, a lawyer at Jinpeng Law Firm in Guangzhou. You should keep documents such as employment contracts or employee handbooks, and negotiate with your employer in a calm and reasonable way. Earlier this month, electronics firm Motorola Mobility Holdings, Inc. Earlier this month, electronics firm Motorola Mobility Holdings, Incorporated caused uproar in China with a wave of layoffs. Employees in Beijing and Nanjing protested against the decision by owner Google, Incorporated to reduce its global workforce by 20%, resulting in about 4,000 staff being laid off. According to previous media reports, about 700 out of 1,600 research and development employees in Beijing will be dismissed, and the offices in Nanjing and Shanghai will be closed. Hundreds of discontented employees around the country are still seeking legal support to protect their rights. Is it legal for a company to lay off employees? And what kind of compensation package should fired employees expect? Feng Xiliang, a labor expert at the Capital University of Economics and Business in Beijing, said enterprises are allowed to cut staff numbers in the event of business performance issues. But he adds that they have to inform trade unions and local labor authorities in advance if they cut more than 10% of their headcount. Although trade unions can represent workers, it's not appropriate for them to sign a deal with the employer without first discussing it with the workforce, he said. Furthermore, according to Feng, under current labor contract laws, any compensation proposed by an employer should be agreed through fair negotiation with employees, especially in cases of mass layoffs. The employer should sit down with individual employees to negotiate any employment reduction and compensation arrangements before any agreement is signed, Feng told China Daily. The law of the People's Republic of China on employment contracts stipulates several conditions under which a company cannot terminate a contract, such as pregnancy. Article 47 of the law also includes clear and detailed regulations on compensation. It says, an employee shall be paid a severance pay based on the number of years worked with the employer at the rate of 1 month's wage for each full year worked. Any period of no less than 6 months but less than 1 year shall be counted as 1 year. The severance pay payable to an employee for any period of less than 6 months shall be 1/2 the month wage. However, law experts stress that the law only serves as a reference. The exact amount of compensation can still be negotiated between employees and their company. Written employment agreements create a legally binding contract. They might state that you can be fired only for a specific reason, said Tsai Wei, a lawyer in Kaiye Law Firm in Shenzhen. If your employer is in breach of the contract, you can sue them. Information in employee handbooks and other written company policies, in some circumstances, is also legally binding.